Hello, and thanks for tuning in to this podcast recorded at Hope Lutheran Church in Toledo, Ohio. The following scripture reading and sermon were recorded during regular worship on Sunday morning. We can be found on the web at hopetoledo.net. Check us out, or better yet, check us out in person at our regular worship services. Blessings to you this day.
In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn open and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice that came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I invite our young people to come up and join Miss Pam. I was discussing with a choir whether we were going to see some of the older siblings who thought they were too old for a time with young disciples suddenly decide that they were not, in fact, too old once the donuts came out. We're continuing a sermon series this day throughout the season of Lent that we began on Ash Wednesday, again and again. And if you weren't here with us on Ash Wednesday, it's looking at, as we walk through these texts throughout the season of Lent, also this call and repeat, how often do we find ourselves back someplace that we thought we had moved on from? We find ourselves back repeating something that we thought we had gotten away from. We find ourselves caught in emotions or actions. We can find that in our own lives as our lives circle back. We can see that as soon as we turn on the news or read different news reports, finding ourselves repeating our culture, our society, repeating patterns. And usually, when we have this again and again, it's not a good thing that we say that. If it's a good thing, we're happy to be back there. And usually when we get to again and again, it is more of a lament. It's more of a cry of frustration. It's more of a cry of anger. Why? Why, O Lord, do we find ourselves back here again and again and again? So maybe it's fitting that on this first Sunday in Lent, we find ourselves again back at the beginning of the Gospel of Mark. Last Sunday, we were in the middle of the Gospel, celebrating Jesus' transfiguration, and today we have moved back. Because the first Sunday in Lent is always the story of Jesus' temptation. Going into the season of Lent, that makes sense. As we look at a season of repentance, of turning back to God, the tradition of giving something up, and so being tempted by that thing that we've given up throughout the season. Well, that might not be as common anymore. I remember when I was in seminary, and one of my classmates gave up caffeine for Lent, and after the first week of Lent, the rest of us all asked them to start drinking caffeine again, because we did not feel we needed to suffer for the thing that they had given up. I have never tried to give up caffeine for Lent. That would not work well. But again and again. So as we look at the story of Jesus' temptation in the Gospel of Mark, it takes us all the way back to the beginning, where before the temptation, we find ourselves at the River Jordan with Jesus' baptism. We were just there a month ago. I just read this text a month ago at Jesus' baptism. There, where the heavens are torn open, and the Spirit of God descends upon Jesus. And the voice from heaven says, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. It's appropriate to find ourselves back again at the baptismal waters, back where the Gospel of Mark begins, but also where our stories begin again and again, where we are called back to the water, to the sacraments, to receive God's grace, God's love, God's forgiveness, again and again. And from that water, immediately, Jesus is cast into the desert, into temptation. The Gospel of Mark moves pretty fast, one of the shortest of Gospels, and the word immediately appears all the time. Immediately, Jesus, the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. And that is the entirety of the story of Jesus' temptation in the Gospel of Mark. There's no further description, no further explanation, just that he was tempted for 40 days. And honestly, if any story is going to be shortened, this is probably a good one to shorten, because I feel like it's not hard for us to fill in the gaps of what it means to be tempted for 40 days. That's probably pretty telling in both the 9 o'clock and the 11 o'clock worship service. Even our youngest disciples were quick to be able to define what it is to be tempted, to want to do something that you know you shouldn't do. You want to do something that you know isn't good for you or isn't good for others or is against the rules. But it looks so good. And again, we are tempted. And if you can't even stop there, reading through the entirety of Scripture again and again, the people of God have been tempted. Tempted to trust in their own power, to think that they knew better, to think they can do it on their own, to turn away from God when things were going well and they didn't really need God anymore. And again, they figured out that didn't work so well. Not only did we find ourselves back in the beginning of the Gospel of Mark in our readings today, though, our Old Testament reading took us all the way back towards not the very beginning of Genesis, but close to it. The end of the story of Noah and the flood. As the waters have receded and the ark has settled and Noah comes out with his family and with all of the animals and the ground is renewed. And God says, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." With a theme and refrain of again and again, I think it's important to hear those words back from the beginning of what God says will never again happen. Never again will God's people be cut off from him. Never again will there be destruction over the entire earth. Never again will God's anger get to that level. Never again will God be apart from God's people. As God meets us again and again where we are. And that's shown throughout Scripture. All of those times I mentioned where God's people turn away from God, God is still right there. All of those times when we are tempted, all of those times when we are repeating patterns that we know we shouldn't or wish we shouldn't, God meets us there again and again. God meets us in the water. God meets us in bread and wine. God meets us in communities gathered. God meets us in the beauty of creation. God meets us with the wild beasts and the angels. God meets us again and again, exactly where we are. in the midst of celebration, in the midst of temptation, in the midst of pain, calling us, reminding us of the Spirit that is with us, given to us in our baptisms, that goes with us always. The Spirit that followed Jesus out from baptism and temptation into ministry, to repeat again and again that message, the good news of God is at hand, that God meets us again and again with love and forgiveness and grace. And we have to repeat that again and again because we have short-term memories. It's hard to let that sink in as we fall back onto unhealthy patterns to be reminded again and again that God is with us, that God will never let us go, that God's love remains even when all else fades away, that God's hold on our life is secure, that God loves us again and again and always. I invite you to stand as you are able and to pray with me. God, we give you thanks for meeting us again and again in all of the places that we don't wish to be or that we wonder how we got there, for meeting us in temptation. Give us wisdom and courage to go forth, reminding us that we are loved, that we are forgiven, and that we are called to serve. In your name we pray. Amen. We continue with our hymn.